Model Context Protocol, MCP, is a key component of Agentforce 3, helping AI agents scale through standardized access to tools and services. As part of this effort, Salesforce has released a local MCP server for Salesforce Developer Experience, DX, giving agentic IDEs, like Agentforce for Developers, Cursor, and Claude Desktop, a reliable way to deliver trusted outcomes for pro-code Salesforce developers. Agents are leveling up, and tooling needs to keep pace. Agentic development tools are on the rise. Solutions like Agentforce for Developers, A4D, Claude, and Cursor are transforming the developer experience by letting AI agents interact directly with your local files, metadata, and tools. But when it comes to doing something with all that, these agents often run into a wall. They rely on the Salesforce CLI, but often use the wrong commands or flags due to out-of-date training data. That leads to inefficiencies, guesswork, and unpredictable behavior. Agents eventually get it right, but they need explicit structure to be efficient. The result: agents that work, but not well, and a poor experience for the developer. Enter MCP, a standard way for AI models to understand and use resources. MCP is an open protocol created by Anthropic that standardizes how applications provide context to LLMs. The image below illustrates how USBC and MCP serve as open protocols for connecting diverse components. A side-by-side comparison diagram illustrating how USBC and MCP serve as open protocols for connecting diverse components. To understand MCP, it helps to picture how USB-C ports provide a standard way to connect your laptop to various devices and accessories. MCP is like a USB-C port for AI applications, providing a standardized way to connect AI models to data sources, services, and tools. A smarter way to work with Salesforce DX. On May 30, 2025, the Salesforce Developer Experience team released the Salesforce DX MCP server, now available in developer preview via NPM and available as an open-source GitHub repository. This open-source MCP server gives pro-code developers a way to run a local MCP server via NPX, built by the team behind the Salesforce CLI, provide agentic IDEs with a secure, structured way to deliver Salesforce DX outcomes. Boost agent effectiveness by making common developer workflows faster and less error-prone. Because it's a local MCP server, it works with orgs you've already authenticated the CLI to. Understands the contents and configuration of Salesforce DX projects. Integrates directly with the DX Foundation libraries that the CLI depends on. Diagram showing a layered architecture. Note, the Salesforce DX MCP server is not just a wrapper around CLI commands. Its tools deliver developer outcomes, not one-to-one CLI command mappings. This lets agents focus on what developers actually want done instead of struggling to reverse engineer CLI syntax or workflows. Explore the developer preview MCP tools. The initial release includes a focused toolset that covers core developer needs. It's available via the NPM package at Salesforce/MCP and includes these MCP tools. Tools. SF list all orgs, lists connected orgs. SF get username, identifies the right org username or alias. SF retrieve metadata, pulls metadata from a connected org. SF deploy metadata, pushes local metadata to a connected org. SF assign permission set, assigns permission sets to users. SF query org, runs SQL queries, returning records as JSON. SF test Apex, runs Apex tests and test suites. Tool sets. Tools are grouped into logical sets for dynamic loading. Core, set up helpers, for example, determine correct username metadata, retrieve and deploy metadata. Orgs, manage and list connected orgs. Users, assign permissions. Data, query org data. Logic, test/run programmatic features. Pro tip: hosts like Agentforce for Developers, Cursor, and Claude Desktop can dynamically load just the tools they need, minimizing memory use and improving performance. How Salesforce is evolving with MCP. This release is an early step in Salesforce's broader MCP strategy, which includes both local and hosted MCP servers. Local servers like this one are ideal for pro code developers using IDEs, and the CLI-hosted servers enable custom-built, non-Salesforce agents to interact with Salesforce services to supercharge everyday business tasks. For Salesforce customers, this means MCP opens up new ways for agents to work with Salesforce, reading data, triggering actions, or coordinating workflows. It enables platform integration patterns, like intelligent automation, data handoff, and agent orchestration. It gives developers a foundation for building agent-powered apps that are easier to scale and evolve. How to get started with MCP? Before you begin, install the Salesforce CLI and the Salesforce Extension Pack for Versus Code. This ensures that Node.js is available on your machine. Setup steps vary depending on the MCP host. The GitHub README includes step-by-step instructions for Versus Code, Clean, and Cursor. Setup for other MCP hosts should be similar. Once configured, the IDE agent you're using can utilize tools in the Salesforce DX MCP server to interact with the orgs that you've authenticated with the Salesforce CLI. What's next for MCP? The developer experience team is just getting started. Safe Harbor applies, but between now and Dreamforce 2025, you can expect 3 to 5 new Salesforce DX MCP tools each month. Preview releases of Code Analyzer and Lightning MCP servers. A brand new Agentforce for developers, A4D, agentic chat experience with native MCP support. Learn more and dive deeper. If you're ready to start building, these resources can help. MCP GitHub repo. NPM package documentation. MCP user guide. Share your feedback. This is a developer preview. We need your feedback. If you run into issues, please report them. If you have suggestions, please share them. If you'd like to contribute, learn more at salesforce.cli/MCP. About the author. Vivek Chawla is a product management director on the developer experience team at Salesforce. You can follow him on LinkedIn.